Number 9.
Thank you for coming to see us here at Andex Computers. The recruiter was really impressed with your qualifications.
Thank you. I hope I have the skills to contribute to the team here.
Before we go any further, there are a couple of points in your application materials that I'd like to clear up.
Of course.
You've been in your present position as a sales representative for half a year, is that correct?
Yes, and in that time, I've always made or beaten my monthly sales targets. I'm sorry I can't supply a letter of recommendation, but my supervisor doesn't know I'm looking for another position.
Understood. Before your present job, however, you worked at Logan TC Incorporated for less than a year.
That's right.
Long-term commitment to the company is a high priority for us. To be honest, your record is a bit sparse on that point. Could you talk about that issue a bit?
Well, if I can speak frankly, Logan TC was a dead-end position with almost no opportunity for advancement. And my current company, though I enjoy the work, is small. I think my organizational and sales skills are more suited to a larger organization like Andex.
I see. Thank you.
Question. Why is the interviewer concerned about the applicant?
Number 10.
Okay, Mr. and Mrs. Fernandez, before you take me on as your financial consultant, I want to make sure we're on the same page. This service will cost you $500. You'll get a report and 3 follow-up meetings.
That's fine with me.
How about you, Mrs. Fernandez? Do you have any concerns?
Not about your services. It's just that we're pretty deep in debt at this point.
And your debts will only get worse unless you make major changes. There's no easy cure here. However, I can help you consolidate your debts and reduce the interest you're paying, especially on your credit cards.
We're barely keeping up with the interest right now.
I understand that. But you also have several $100,000 of equity tied up in your rental property. If you sold it and reinvested your equity in stocks, it would change your situation significantly.
Isn't it a bad time to put a property on the market?
True, it is a buyer's market, but since a lot of stocks are undervalued, you'll likely get very high returns on your investments. Anyway, I think things will look a whole lot better to you when I show you the comprehensive report.
Question. What does the consultant recommend the couple do?